The concept of a victory garden dates to the Second World War. Food was in high demand, and canned food was rationed for the war effort. Sarah Vogel is an educator at the University of Illinois Extension. She says the federal government encouraged citizens to grow their own food and provided lots of information on how to do so.
We started to see committees formed within individual neighborhoods. We saw tools shared. Food was grown, and a real sense of community and patriotism was encouraged at that time.
Vogel says this effort paid off significantly.
And by 1943, American Victory Gardens generated nearly 40% of all produce in the U.S.
COVID-19 has created a growing interest in planting these types of gardens. DeKalb County Community Gardens founder Dan Kenny explains.
The COVID impact on various food distribution networks have affected people to the point of where they're concerned about where their food's coming from, and they want to try to have more control over their food system and have more control over where they are able to access their food.
But knowledge of gardening is less widespread than it was in the 40s, especially in urban populations. Vogel says institutions like U of I Extension can change that.
This should be our opportunity to teach and help each other become more self-reliant.
Kenny says this has also been happening at his organization, which, among other things, provides education on gardening as well as community growing space.
Young folks coming out that may be their first time in the garden, and so they are very eager to learn how to grow their own food.
When it comes to starting a garden, both Vogel and Kenny recommend starting with a small patch and expanding from there. Gardens at ground level are easier to maintain, but Kenny says a raised garden bed has a different advantage.
Many people don't realize that weed seeds live in the ground for hundreds of years, and when you till the ground and till those weed seeds up, it becomes quite a problem. Whereas if you use a raised garden bed, then you don't have to till the soil in the same way, and you're able to manage the weeds much easier.
As for plants, Kenny says the soil is fertile enough around northern Illinois that one should be able to grow what they want to eat. Vogel adds that an ideal plant for beginning gardeners is tomatoes. She says they're quick to grow, and you can potentially get 200 tomatoes from one plant.
The one downfall is they are perishable. So that's when you start thinking about canning or freezing or making your salsa or spaghetti sauce, but you can make a lot of different food from tomatoes.
The one crop Kenny advises against growing is sweet corn.
We have a lot of places around here that sell sweet corn, and we have plenty of it, and raccoons also love sweet corn.
Kenny says a common mistake first-time gardeners make is overwatering their plants. He recommends the finger test.
They stick their finger in the soil, and the soil sticks to their finger. They don't need to water. If it doesn't stick to their finger and falls right off, then they should water a little bit.
And when weeds do pop up, Vogel says to address them immediately.
Everybody hates weeding, but it's got to be done, because if you don't, they will essentially steal the nutrients from the rest of the plants that you want to keep healthy and alive.
Vogel encourages residents to seek out their local U of I Extension officers if they have questions on gardening. Kenny adds that along with the crop that's raised, the activity has material and social benefits.
I encourage people to consider gardening if they haven't gardened in the past. I think they'll feel well rewarded for their efforts.
And with summer in full swing, the number of people gardening, like the wild plants around the state, is likely to grow even more. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.